Fantastic morning to you. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. But my name is Wemimo Adewuni, standing in for Jimmy Disu on the show. Today is Wednesday and we're having Dear Bumi conversation on the radio. Yes, we're taking a look at the opinions, a column in the Vanguard newspaper called Dear Bumi, tackling your problems with candor. You know how it goes down. It's pretty conversational, easy peasy conversation. And guess who my guest is today? Oh yeah, so hello, introduce yourself.
It's nice to be here with you more. It suits me. It has been long, well,
It's been long, right?
I miss Nigeria Info.
Welcome back.
Like I said, this is home for me.
It is.
Any day. And if you call Colin, as far as you, definitely I'll come coming. Nice to be here, Sha.
Well,
like, you just see me say, like, why am I shaking?
Come
I work
on.
Here for like 3 years now. What did they happen now? Why are they shake? Why are you shaking, Bucci?
Settle down.
I'll be fine.
Welcome to the show, guys. So we've got a lot of topics. So if you're just joining Dear Bumi, like I said earlier, is a column in the Vanguard newspaper where people share their relationship issues and we just talk about them. We've got quite a number here today. Let's start off with this one. By the way, we're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3, yes. So you can watch us there right now and also leave us your thoughts. If you want to call in, the number is 0700-993-993-993. If you're female and you want to call, we've got a line for you. The number is 0146-57190. 0146-57190. Couldn't my mom wait after losing dad? Bucci, that's our first story. Couldn't my mom wait after losing dad? So I'm going to read the letter that Adeshua sent to this column. She says, less than 6 months after dad died, our mom started seeing someone else. I knew their marriage hadn't been great, but it saddened me that she could move on so quickly. She went to a party with her friend, and when I waited till midnight and she hadn't returned, I went to bed. In the morning, I took her breakfast. I opened the bedroom door and I noticed there was someone on dad's side of the bed. He grunted and rolled over when he saw me. I was in shock and shouted, What's going on here? I yelled and ran out. Sadly, he was the first of many men. So apparently, her mom made a habit of going out every weekend and coming back with a man. Her actions are out of order. She's asking if you think she's in a rat mind.
If she was seeing maybe just one guy. Just one guy, I can understand because I think yes, the husband just died, but I think women actually need a companionship. I think is this part of Africa where we believe where a woman loses her husband, you say, I let her stay
3 years
forever. Nah, if it's just one guy, I will understand, but if it's like consistently, that's a big problem because number one, the matrimonial bit, disrespecting the husband, the late husband. Also, the children, which are very, very matured. I think the woman right now, she needs to see a psychologist or whatever they call it, a counselor, anything to talk to. Like, don't disrespect your series of men. That means she was cheating even before the man died.
Maybe not. Or do you think this could be a coping mechanism for her? Like the dad said, her marriage with her husband wasn't great.
Therefore, so, not divorced now.
Well, they did not. Because, you know, apparently in our culture, you need to stay it through. Especially as a woman, you're expected to stay through.
That's a big problem we have with this African Nigerian mentality. Suffer in marriage. I dislike that word. Suffer in marriage. Stay. You marry your husband. If you leave her, what do people go talk? Like, I think everybody should just chasing their happiness right there.
So isn't this woman chasing her happiness? Shouldn't we let her
leave? Several men.
Well.
Several men.
Every weekend.
No, now. That's why I said, if now one man, I would definitely understand if it's one. That means you're looking to like start up your life again.
Yeah.
Your husband died, so your life don't finish. If it's one. But if it's several men, it's wrong now. Or wrong now.
But do you think that 6 months is too short a time to start up anything new with somebody else?
It's definitely not long.
It's not too long.
For me, I think 2 months is better. Chill, mourn your husband, pay respect to him, and start your life again. The only thing that can cure love is loving. So I think the woman, anybody can start the life again. Without, same for man and same for woman too. So you don't have to wait 2 or 3 years. Say your husband is in heaven chilling, flexing, praying. He's in hellfire, he's somewhere doing something. And you are just chilling, trying to like life. And you're getting older by the day. Flex your life, I beg. Time no day.
Okay, so it's another similar one. I'm coming to the phone line shortly. This is a 69-year-old. And she's asking, is it too old to find love at 69? She says her husband died 12 years ago. I miss the closeness we shared. I've told friends how keen I am to find love again. And a few of them have introduced to me some men, but I don't click with them. My eldest daughter, who is 45, is not helping at all. She tells me I'm too old for romance and thinks I should go get a dog or a cat to look after. What would you advise for me? I'm still young at heart. And 69. Dogs and match and cats are no match for a man.
At 69?
Yeah, 69.
I think love, no, they won't follow age. As far as she's kind of open up to getting into a relationship, I think nobody should like hold her down. She should wait, chill. I think they are like a kind of old men willing to get into a relationship.
What's wrong with her if she gets a younger man?
A younger man that is willing. There's no problem.
If he's willing.
There's no problem. I think I've seen young guys that actually do like mature women, but not 69 years old. 69 is actually old.
Yeah.
It's actually old. So if she can see, nobody they force the man, willingly, definitely love again. Love not they follow for age.
Right.
It's about the heart.
Let me read what Dear Bumi's response to her was. This is to Pamela. It says, pay no attention to your daughter. 69 is no age these days. And you know, right now, remember that Charlie Boy celebrated his 70th birthday just a while ago and was looking all 50. RMD celebrated 60 yesterday. What did he look like? He looked 45, you know? So
man.
It looks like people are really cutting down the age these days.
Yep.
So Debomi says here that I agree with you. What would you be doing with dogs and cats when you are obviously not an animal lover? A few months ago, a couple in their early 70s got married with fanfare in Lagos.
Wow.
Wow, don't you like that?
Oh, makes you fine. Right? She fine, she see there's no problem.
Yeah.
Like, again, I like the word Abumi said, don't listen to your daughter, follow your heart. If you see, then definitely love again.
Yeah, why not? And keep trying until you find one. Okay, let me take some calls on these topics. These two that we've had on the table on Dear Bumi, 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, you can reach us 0146-57-190. Hello? Okay, sorry. Please try again. Hello?
Hey, Action Lady, good morning, ma'am.
Morning, sir.
Yeah, Bucci.
Good morning.
Oh, my brother, you're welcome back. Thank you. Action Lady.
Yes, sir.
For that woman, you say 6 months, Abby?
Yeah, 6 months.
Me, 7, 8 years now. I want to marry a woman from either Liberia or Ghana or Botswana. You know, use your international connection. When
let's talk. It's possible now.
I know Nigerian.
What have Nigerian women done to you?
You get as soon as they do things at times. Come on now. For that woman, it's too early now. 6 months. Which means she's not in good terms with the man or what? Is she praying for the man to die?
Well, like the daughter said, the marriage wasn't great. So we don't have the details, but obviously the marriage wasn't...
No wonder.
Yeah.
Like me now, I'm looking for a woman like my wife. Yeah, I can't find them here. So that's why I'm looking for those three countries I mentioned. And for those who are saying 69, look, where more they be staying in my place. Okay, I can't. Kasuri Akele.
Okay, what does that mean?
A man no go old. So they make you not pitch up beans. Ewa. Okay, you understand?
Yeah.
So those who are telling me, you say, you look for a cat or a dog. Man, no go old. So they make you not pitch up beans. Which your color?
Ono color.
Ono color. You're welcome back, my
Thank boy. You very much. Okay, hello, good morning. Sorry, try again, please, if you can. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the Abumi.
My name is Francis, calling from Ajao.
Welcome, Francis.
Yeah, I want to talk about the woman that the husband died 6 months ago. And she decided to bring different kinds of men to the house, to the matrimonial bed. It's quite disrespectful. She does not even respect the husband's house. She does not respect the matrimonial bed. does not respect the family. Even the daughter is in the house. It's quite unfortunate. If she was mourning the husband, even though he's for 6 months, there's no problem with that. Let her settle down with one man, not bringing different men to the house. It's so disrespectful to the family. The daughter, she does not have regards for anybody. After all, it's my life. Let me live it the way I want it.
Mm.
So it's a very shameful thing.
Okay.
I pray that she should adjust herself and then do things right.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for calling. Let's take this from a female caller. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Ayimbe from First Start.
Welcome.
As regards to your guest statement, that is this part of the world that when the woman divorced, that people will not have regard for her. I don't think so. There are so many women that are divorced. As long as they find something doing, they are not hawking here and there. It is even when you are under marriage, you are hawking here and there. Nobody will have respect for you within your domain.
Mm.
And then the main reason why African countries do not divorce like that, money. You want a woman to divorce her husband who is giving you at least maybe 500,000 every month for shopping, to do things at home. By the time you leave, who will give you that money?
Mm.
So I think money is part of the problem why women cannot just leave their husband.
Mm.
And some, they don't want to be hawking their body from one place to another. They have to remain there because they don't want it.
Mm. So because they don't have income, they don't have a source of income, they choose to stay there.
So it's better now to starve. Is it easy? Have you not seen other countries?
So you think that even if you're unhappy in a marriage, as long as the man is giving you money, you should stay?
What will make you to be unhappy? There are different ways to kill the rat. A woman wants to be happy, the husband, he will be happy.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't want to be happy, she will remain unhappy. As long as you are the queen of the house, you have every authority to do away with the man and take his possession. Or you consider managing until when you have enough money.
What does that mean? What do you mean by do away with the man and take his possession?
There are so many ways to kill the rat.
Ah, no. No. Way. Did I just hear that? Oh my God. Dear Bumi, good morning.
Morning, Wemimo. How are you doing?
I'm okay, thank you.
Okay, I want to talk briefly on the topic you are discussing.
Yes, please go ahead.
And the last caller said there are many ways to kill a rat. I don't agree with that.
Ha. Please don't kill a rat.
For people to kill their husband. It's totally unacceptable.
It is a crime.
No matter what she means, she should have cleared the air what she was talking about. So it's important women know there are not so many ways to kill a rat.
If you kill a rat, you shall be killed.
Exactly.
It's a crime.
And you don't have to remain in a marriage
Absolutely.
Where you are not happy
Absolutely.
Because of money.
Absolutely.
On the 6 month period, 6 months is quite short. Even a friend, if you lose a friend, Wemimo, you grieve that friend for longer than 6 months. The memories you shared, not to talk about a man you had children with.
Mm.
I think 6 months is extremely short. I'm not judging her, but I think 6 months is short. No matter how frosty her relationship was with her late husband, at least a year. And if you want to date, nobody says a woman shouldn't date.
Mm.
After all, the Bible says till death do us part. Or the marriage vow says, not the Bible.
Yeah.
The marriage vow says till death do us part.
Mm.
So bringing men into her home is not a good thing. You know, we should, as parents, especially as mothers, the examples we set before our children is very important.
Do you think it would have been a bit better if she had played away?
Of course, for now. Until she gradually, it's like when you were dating your husband, Wemimo, you didn't just carry him to your parents' house now.
Mm.
And I'm going to do backyard arrangements. You know, you visit him, he visits you where your parents are not, until you are sure of his intention.
But apparently, it doesn't look like she's looking for anyone with good intentions. She brings a different man every weekend. Could she be trying to cope?
Even as a woman, how do you bring different men different weekends?
Yeah, but men do it. But
and your body, yes. As a woman, our anatomy as a woman and that of a man are not the same. I'm not justifying infidelity, but as a woman, how do you begin to sleep with different men every week?
All right, thank you. Buchi, also, is this infidelity? Let me take you from where she stopped. Her husband is dead. She's not in any relationship with any man, so is.
I think everybody is different. What they need at different time, what they want. The key word, I think, has to be control.
Yeah.
Control. Like for me, the only issue I have, two issues. One, bringing men to the matrimonial bed, family house, that is definitely wrong. And also making it consistent. I think the last caller made a point about saying, you can actually do it trying to know person, but do it away. You get to love somebody with time. When you meet somebody, you don't just get to love them immediately. It takes time. You build courtship and then you get to know the person. The 6 months, 5 months, you can love somebody in 6 months. Do it at your time. Do it at your own happiness. Talk to yourself. Be honest with yourself. I like this person. I love this person.
It is what it is.
Do I see a family with this person? Then follow your heart and do what you want to do. Some can take 6 months. Some can take 6 years. Some can take 16 years. Some can take forever. Just follow your heart.
But apparently this heart of hers that she's following is not
That one is not heart. She's confused. She's confused.
She's confused.
I think she needs help. She needs help. I think she has regrets what she does. That's why the story when the daughter came in, the man ran out of the bed. And that means she's not planned. She's not confident in what she's doing. She's
no. The man didn't run out of the bed. The daughter ran out of the room.
Oh, the daughter ran out?
Oh, she didn't send the man out.
Oh, the man was chilling.
Man.
Oh, the man was chilling. Uh-huh. Oh, I thought the man ran out.
No, he did not.
Wow.
And the next weekend, she brings another person.
So it's intentional then?
Yeah, so I'm worried if, you know, this is just a kind of coping mechanism for her. Like you said, she possibly needs help. Something is fundamentally wrong that she needs to deal with that she has not identified because...
Wow.
Really. All right, let's see another story. See my phone lines. You guys like gist. Gosh, okay. All right, let's see this one. My unfaithful lover. I found this very, very interesting. So this person goes by the name Lisa says that she started this affair early last year, even though I am seemingly happy.
In a relationship?
She's married.
She's married.
So she has a side guy.
Wow.
Okay.
That's nice.
And she says she doesn't want to hurt her husband, but she needs love and affection, which her husband is not giving to her. But recently, this is the catch of this story. Recently, she discovered that the guy she's getting the care and attention from is also cheating on her with another person, and now she's sad.
She's wicked. Sorry, Wemimo.
She's asking if she should stay with her lover.
No. Number one, Wemimo, she's wicked and she's confused.
Why is she wicked?
Wicked in the sense that you said your husband is not giving you happiness, but you kind of love your husband and you're cheating outside. That is wickedness. Too confused. He's not giving you what you need. Why not, Kukusha, leave him and find what you need? Why not? If you take 2 years to try to build the relationship, it's not working. See, I believe that people fall in love and people also fall out of love.
Yeah, it happens.
What your husband is doing when you guys got married is not what he's doing now. Maybe he's not consistent with it. Love dies.
Yeah.
Honestly,
if you don't water it.
It does.
Yeah.
And there's no problem. Like, I've seen people right here in Nigeria, they got married 3 years' time, they are still best of friends. And right now, they are dating other people and they are living their life. Like, you don't have to force yourself and say, okay, I'm trying to make it work with my husband, and you are punishing yourself and being wicked to that husband because he might not know.
Yeah, and he thinks you're committed to him.
Exactly. He might not know because you don't talk to him and you're trying to make yourself good by cheating. On a good day, the other person does not even have allegiance to you because him too is cheating too. Like, you're a married woman.
Yeah, and now she finds out that the lover is cheating, and
that's why the confused world and also the wicked world. I think there are ways in which these things can be settled. Again, marriage is not by force. Marriage is not by force. We see like this kind of thing happening a lot. Sorry to be specific.
Yeah.
A lot in Nigeria, where you see a lot of young women get married. and they get tired, but they don't want to leave because they're trying to pity their husband, blah, 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 blah. It goes shock you. So when you open up to your husband, he might be feeling the same thing too.
Yeah.
But you guys are not talking. They pity on herself. Go to shit for our side. If you don't say...
And you're pretending
exactly,
as well.
Exactly. If you don't say, you know what, you want the shit, why you cook shamari in the first place? Divorce and get and go cheat and enjoy your life. I think it's wickedness and it's confusion. Don't tell me I'm feeling for my husband. That's, I think, one of the most selfish things to do in this life, as a man or as a woman in marriage.
So do you, I think, though, it's, the essential issue I see here, before I go back to the lines, is that I don't know if she has had a conversation with her husband about how she feels.
She has not.
And I think that in most marriages, communication is lacking. And like you said, it appears that when you marry someone, you both pretend to believe that you cannot fall out of love. And you tend to believe that if something is happening, you should not talk about it because it shows that you are doubting the relationship. But doubt comes up in relationships. And if you're not able to talk about your partner, that I'm doubting our relationship because of A, B, C, and D, let's work it out together, then you have situations like this where your situationship is having a relationship with another situationship. It's confusing.
I'm nobody relationship experts, but I just hear like common sense.
Yeah.
Common sense in finding happiness.
But like one of our callers said, maybe she I mean, we don't know why she's staying back with her husband. She says she doesn't
she's
want
she's not
to,
happy, right? Or something like that.
She's not happy. The husband is not giving her love and attention.
Love and attention.
Yeah.
The other person they get a love and attention, they cheat on her.
So we don't know if the husband is also cheating, like you said. So possibly they just all come back home in the night.
And sleep again.
What kind of life
she's,
is
she's
that?
She's not happy. If you're in a relationship, please talk to your husband. You guys can actually settle. It depends on how the love is strong. You can settle it. But if
you
guys
can see a counselor, you know, and
if you guys cannot settle it, it's not bad. Some will say, let's stay, let's settle, talk to your neighbor.
Let's go on a break. Let's go on a break. We'll be right back. This is Daily Digest. Dear Bumi, we'll be right back. Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is Daily Digest with Jimidisu. Jimidisu is not around. This is Wemimo Adewunye. We're having Daily Dear Bumi today because today is Wednesday and we've had quite interesting stories on the column today. Really very interesting. The phone lines are on fire, but I'm going to take one more of the questions sent to Dear Bumi on the column today. I no longer... Okay, all of them is male, female. Let's look for a male. Okay, it's all females. Okay, do more females have problems with their relationships than men?
And then they talk now.
Now then they talk.
Now, I think women are more expressive compared to men.
Because all the stories here are from women.
Men, we do have issues, but we form the hard men thing. It don't enter our
But does it help?
It doesn't. It actually doesn't help. But it's a surrounding situation. Everybody won't try to adapt, so that's the issue.
Can he be trusted? This is from someone by the name Unirat, who says that her partner is in his 40s and was married before. He's a widower now and has confessed that all the time he was married, he had girlfriends, which his wife condoned. Munirat told him that she doesn't like unfaithful men, and he assured her he was now older and much more and had more important things to think about. She says, we're currently living together, and anytime I cannot account for where he is, I instantly start assuming he's with somebody else somewhere. Am I right? I don't know if you're right, but she's asking, once a flirt, always a flirt, right?
Always.
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 You would know this because...
He was married. And yes. He was always having girlfriends.
Yeah.
So what's he going to make a change because he's old? So is he getting older? Like, he's no longer working or what? So like, what
happened? Maybe he has changed his mind and decided to commit to one woman.
Change his mind. How? What happened? I want to know the situation. What happened?
What caused that change?
Specifically, that caused that change. And then from there, we'll take it up. If I don't know what's happened, but it caused the change. Come.
Why you got born again?
Why? Well, leave that sort of thing. If nothing, Baba, nothing. I think right there, she wants to love, but she go come like maybe in 2 years' time or 3 years' time with the dear Bumi. I write under that story that the guy cheated on you. Until you find your way, be happy. Honestly.
So she should make up her mind that he's cheating.
I don't know if he's cheating, but he's doing something.
He's doing something.
I'm not in the position to judge him.
Yeah.
But like she said, he's always away, right? Sometimes, you know, go to the house. What did they do? What are his
and
hobbies?
And she wouldn't know where
he is.
Is
he going to watch football?
She doesn't know.
Is he going to drink or going out with friends? Like, what thing they go do? Give us the full details before.
But don't you think it's stressful having to monitor where somebody is all the time just because you're not sure what they're doing?
Are they married? They're not married, right?
I don't think they are.
But they are staying together.
They are staying together.
That means they have plans of getting married. Yes. Right? These are the little things. Before she gets to get married to this man, if it's possible, get to know these things. Actually, mm-hmm. You don't even have to know.
And don't deny the reality, right? Don't you think? Don't deny it.
He can give you the best of assurance, blah, 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 blah. But you're not happy because he told you the last time. See, let her find her way, Biko. Sorry for being.
What if he had not told her that he used to have girlfriends? Maybe that would have.
Keyword,
given a few more assurances.
Keyword, like she said, the last wife was willing to condone him having a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or having girlfriends.
Multiple, yeah.
The last wife. Maybe don't say, okay, maybe every woman too. Mm. No matter of time. Mm. The wife, the last wife, I don't know if she's late or the divorce.
She's late.
Didn't just wake up one morning and say, okay, go around. Mm. She got there and be like, okay, enjoy your life. Mm. Let me stay out. Maybe you're giving me money.
Like
maybe you're giving me something. Maybe he's rich. Mm. So
man the house while he does
exactly.
his thing.
So you made me happy, you give me monthly salary, plenty money so I can chill and enjoy my life and take care of my kids. You go outside and flex your life. Maybe that's what he wants to do. Maybe he's chilling and thinking it's maybe all this are maybe like I'm not
so
certain.
Don't you think he should then look for a woman who does not mind? I don't know if there is such a woman who you can tell, oh, I'm going to get married to you, but I'm going then they back. So why shouldn't he just look for someone like that?
Don't get married then. Why are you getting married now? Don't get married. Why are you getting married? If you want to cheat on somebody, if you want to enjoy your life,
in advance that you're going to cheat on this person.
Go and cheat now, because as you want to cheat, also as men want to cheat, also ladies too want to cheat.
Yeah.
Find yourselves and cheat. There's plenty now, and enjoy your life. It might not really come very, very fast. It might take time, but find your people. People, they are in their numbers.
And they are ready.
Now they are ready to enjoy their life. No, say marry me. No, what's that English word?
No expectations.
No commitment. Just come, we move. Then they.
And you, chest you find, a bit. Hello, welcome to Dear Mummy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
The name is Moses.
Welcome, Moses.
Sometimes we talk as if we have the whole solution.
Mm.
But the truth is this. Number one, staying together with a man is wrong. Let's admit the fact. You are talking to a lot of people who are listening.
Mm-hmm.
Staying with a man is wrong. And that is what is reigning everywhere now, following Western world. And it leads you nowhere. Apart from that, again...
You mean staying with a man you're not married to?
Yes. And when you are talking about if the marriage is not working, get out of it. It's not like that.
Okay, tell us what you think here.
You get out of marriage when the other partner is cheating. When you caught him cheating. And there is a ground of forgiveness if you're willing to forgive.
But you do accept that, you know, while your opinion is correct to you, it's not the opinion everyone shares.
I know you agree with that. But we have to always tell the truth.
Yeah, but that's the truth. The truth is that people believe different things.
That's your truth.
Okay. Your truth is correct. Your truth is correct and genuine, but it's not everybody's truth.
I get you. Not everybody's truth, but everybody knows. Let me tell you the truth today.
Your truth.
Babalawo, not my truth. Babalawo, anybody you may call it, mm-hmm. knows that even having this thing before marriage is wrong. No religion, no Babalawo, accept it. It's just a thing of the world today.
Okay, thank you. Let's see if we have other people who agree with you. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Papa
G, whenever.
Thanks for calling.
Laba, we miss you, yo.
Oh, I miss you too.
Honestly, sometime come to us for the commentary of you. I think Femi should do that for us.
No. Yeah. But we'll try. I'll come with Memi more anytime if you call me.
Okay.
I brought you a slice of Bucci today.
I'm controlling myself, sir.
First, the religion we are practicing here is causing more problems to us. Like now, people will be quoting scriptures. And at the end of the day, look at what happened. Arulu family, you remember that banker, Isolo, when the husband allegedly stabbed 72 times.
Mm.
and the lady died. Wow. You will agree with me, ab initio, the marriage was not working.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, they forced the woman to stay back.
Mm.
The last caller saying, and in Africa, the truth. Where is the truth? For example, if something is not working, there is violence here and there.
Mm.
And probably you are looking at the man or the woman. The way things are going, you will know that it will cost a life. And you are saying that you should stay put, forgive, so that it will cost life. And again, let me conclude here.
Yes, please.
A caller said that there are many ways to kill a cat. I think we men, we have to be very careful.
No, it's not just men. Every human being has to be careful. And let me sound it. Let me sound this loudly. If you kill anybody, in fact, me like this, I go follow you. I go make sure say you enter that jail. It's actually wrong. It's never acceptable to kill or to hurt anybody. If you don't like it, open the door and take a walk. You have no right to take somebody's life. You can't. Nobody should do that. Yeah, thank you very much. And please hear that clearly. You know that I'm not nice when it gets to stuff like that. As I sit down like this, once I hear, now me go make sure say I escort you inside that jail. You have no right to take somebody's life. Because the person gives you money, you don't want to lose that money, so you kill the person to take over.
Voila.
Hey, be like bicycle. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello,
good morning.
Yes, let me clear the air about the many ways to kill the rats.
Welcome back.
Well, there are rats, all right. Are they all clear? They are still alive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let me say it in the Christian manner. That God said, when a man love him,
mm-hmm.
or a woman love him,
mm-hmm.
he make his or her enemy to be at peace with them.
Your line is gone. Okay, all right. Abby?
I don't know.
Hello, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Well, Misko.
Good morning.
Good team, sir.
Good morning, though.
I greet you, sir. We don't miss you. I did go kiss from Lucky.
Welcome.
Yes. This man said, he said, we need you also back in one of these days. Maybe to on the finals.
Visiting champion.
I will talk to Sammy about it. You must show up on the final day.
Yeah.
I'll pull the strings. All right. First of all, when a couple or couples marry, people marry who love themselves so much, when one dies, it's always difficult for the other person to just jump into another relationship.
You're right.
And marriage. A typical example is my mom. You know, even after two weeks after my dad died, she fell sick. Mm. She almost died too. You know, we know how we ran around and everything. But she's sustained now. She's been there over 27 years, not married.
Wow.
You get. So it's difficult for some people. You know, so when you actually see somebody jump into marriage 6 months after the spouse dies, there must be something wrong somewhere, a problem somewhere. Like you said, the woman had some issues with her late husband, you know. So basically, it's not as if maybe they can't get married after the spouse dies. No, but at least there should be that respect there, that space of time. Not 6 months is too early, like you said.
Okay.
It's very early. Even a year is still good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Adekoke, thank you very much for calling. Let me go to WhatsApp. Okay, you didn't tell me your name. The woman has not done anything wrong from her perspective, but you don't introduce a man to your kids on the bed. She should have done her business outside her home. She's disrespectful and self-centered by ignoring the healing of the children. That's right. The children are still hurting from their father's death. So rubbing that in their faces, I don't know how they're going to take it. Akade from Ikotu is hailing Buji. Okay, thank you for your message on WhatsApp. Let's see this one. Women need to be strong and not lily-livered. You're saying, are you aware that there are those who want to frustrate you out of your home that you have built? You keep saying the woman should move. Aside from domestic violence, not all women want to look for a man or men to sleep with or give them money. Some women can also frustrate men by remaining in the marriage. Give a man too much space, you move out and he'll be finding happiness himself, thinking he has frustrated you out. Building from Misolo. Let me understand this logic. So you're staying there as punishment to the man.
See,
Are you happy punishing somebody with your life?
I say, but no question about you say. I say, maybe. Do what makes you happy at the end of the day. So I don't be sad to advise anybody. I know we'll get up out and advise anybody safe.
Because the situations are always different.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So many people hailing Buti here. Okay.
This place is my house.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, you've got a line, and that's 01465-7190. Can we take one more? Okay, let's take one more, which will be the final, and then we just stay with the calls. This person goes by the name Abba, also a female, sends a message and says that she's a secretary and made an irrational decision 9 months ago by sleeping with her boss.
A boss.
He was years older, but extremely sophisticated, and she loved the whole experience. The man is happily married, and what they had was a fling, but she's questioning herself. Why was I attracted to another man when I love my husband?
She's married.
My boss has since been promoted, and he now heads a branch office. The affair is more or less dead, but why did I have to do it? Does it mean my marriage is doomed? Please. So she's living with guilt for what she did.
So she's feeling very bad.
Very, very bad. Awfully bad.
I think...
And she's worried that her marriage might break up. I don't know why she fears that, but she's just scared.
This matter is for the professionals. I think the counselors, then we get where they will go meet.
They get strong
because it's actually very deep.
Yeah.
Because it was just a fling. That's why I used to advise people, like, please, when it comes to office relationships, office flings, please control yourself. Because normally they land people into trouble. Not trouble in the sense of you getting into trouble. Or you get into trouble into yourself. I think the reason why she might be very angry because maybe her husband is actually very loyal to her and she comes home every evening, see what the man is doing for her and be like, I cheated on this great man with somebody that is married, somebody that is happy. Maybe the man gone home from, like, it's just sad. I'm feeling sad for her. I'm not in no position to advise her. Like, I'm not even qualified to advise her in any way. But I think she should just try to meet a counselor. Not open up with the husband. Open up with the professional and then talk about it.
Forgive herself.
Cheating is bad. People, they always forget cheating too. It depends on how deep the cheating is. And people make mistakes. It's part of the
world. This was just a fling. It was just a one-off. And she regrets it.
She regrets it.
And Dear Bumi tells her here that the fact that that your guilty conscience is tearing you up means that you won't repeat the same mistake again.
She's a professional.
So she's telling her that sometimes it's possible to make a mistake, though you're committed to somebody. I'm trying to summarize her thought here. This was possibly a momentary and stupid lapse of judgment. And thank goodness your boss is no longer around to make your fling marriage threatening. Okay, so... she just thinks she should burn the bridge and and move on.
What she tell her husband?
I cannot say.
But she's feeling bad.
She's feeling bad. Maybe she should just forgive herself.
How can she forgive the person she's feeling bad for? He's not aware of her feeling bad.
Well, she's feeling bad by herself.
She's feeling bad because of the husband. Because, like, the husband is good now.
So you think she should tell her husband?
She needs to open up. I think she needs to open up. Tell the husband, if the love is there, the man will forgive her. If the love is not there, I don't know. But I think she has to tell her husband. She has
to. Let me go to the phone line.
Tell the man.
Ah.
If I love my wife, I will fuck. No.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
Yes, my name is Joy. I'm calling you from Abulegba.
Welcome, Joy.
Yes, so for the woman that had a fling with her boss and she's also feeling guilty.
Yeah.
For me, let's just be honest. And when you feel guilty about somebody's things, it's better you just spill it out. Say it so you'll be free.
Free.
Ha.
So it does not matter what the consequence might be. That is why the wife are better than we are. Because no matter when we watch their movies, we say, why would you go and tell? Because the person is killing, it is eating you. And to some other people, they can live with it. It doesn't matter. for somebody else, what can only be said? So it's better you just spit it out. If you're
so whatever the consequence is, she should accept
she made the mistake.
At least by then your mind is free. You are okay.
Exactly.
So if the man can decide to forgive you, you can't tell. And the man doesn't forgive you, you should know the consequence to what you've done. You should watch most of the whites. They don't care. If you see the person leaving the person, I don't feel comfortable. I have to tell my husband this. And you say, woman, why would you do this? How would you tell? But they end up telling. And that is how life is supposed to be. If you know you've done something and it's not, you know, tell. Let it go.
Okay. Thank you. So tell him. Okay. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello. Good morning.
Please put off your radio.
Okay. I've done that.
Thank you. What's your name?
My name is Sandra.
Welcome, Sandra.
Calling from Lagos. So, regarding the lady that cheated on her husband with her boss, I don't think she should tell her husband.
Ah.
Yes, I don't think she should. Like, via Bumi advice, she can go to a professional to, you know, talk about it. I think it will, in a way, ease the guilt she's feeling at the moment. But telling her husband is going to destroy a lot of things. The man may likely never trust her again. Even if she has repented, she has decided to be turn a new leaf and all that. The trust will be destroyed, and it's something that can never be gained again. So it's going. I feel men don't really have so much shock absorber to absorb something like this, like women would. Telling your wife she can't forgive, but a man, it will cause so much.
So you think a woman is in a better position to forgive stuff like that, while a man would not?
Yes,
isn't that just a person? A society, okay. But I rather think that it's a personal thing that.
Society.
A woman might forgive and another woman would not. A man might forgive and another man might not.
Well,
I think it's a personal
thing. Anybody can forgive. It depends on your relationship or how you love the person.
Can you forgive?
I can't, depending. If I fall in love, I'll be baby boy. Ask around.
My ask TV around daddy, ask and around. Your CVs.
If I love, I'll forgive the person. It depends on me.
Okay.
Like the other lady said, I think that is why the whites are very, very happy. If it's on your mind, if you don't say it out, it kills you.
But do you think she should study, she should take a decision based on the kind of person her husband is? If she knows this man is someone who, you know, with the relationship, you know what your partner can do and what they might
do. You know what
you
ain't gonna do? Not be ego cheat. Number one, she made the mistake. She broke your trust already.
Yeah, but this guilt that she feels, isn't that enough punishment?
To herself.
Yeah, to herself.
It's not her right now. It's her and her husband. It's not just her. Her is a person. Marriages come together and become one, Abi.
Yeah.
So right now, she's feeling bad for herself. Maybe she's not feeling bad when she's on her own. She's feeling bad when she's with her husband. She go look the man and say, this great man, Tunde.
Well, how could I have done this?
Cheat on you, Tunde.
Okay, let's see what's the other bit. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
From VIES.
What's your name?
So, Rosemary.
All right, welcome, Rosemary.
Thank you. So, I'm struggling with us using the white standards here. I don't agree. They are not happier than we are.
Right.
Their culture is different. Our culture is different. So first of all, I think the whites are happier. They will tell and all that. For me, it's not a yardstick. Some of those societies are not where you want to grow up and leave your family in. So using the white as a yardstick for me is totally out of it.
Yeah.
But again, I think... We are who we are because of our environment, our culture, basically our way of life. So I think that, in my view, I'm not a professional, but I think that, like the last caller said, a lot more damage might be done. So I think she should seek professional help and try to forgive herself. There are certain things that I think men are actually wired differently, and that is reality in terms of male, female, whatever. But I think that it might do more harm than good on the long run.
Okay, maybe she would even have much more to beat herself over. I don't know. But let me take some comments from WhatsApp. Additional Ayoto Imbo from Matogun is a reverend, and he says, people keep quoting the scriptures to prove that marriage is insoluble or inseparable regardless of what happens in it or the bad experience one is having therein. Maybe they don't know that the culture of marriage and women treatment in the scriptures are not even perfect. We should stop this over religiosity here. Okay. Advice from a reverend to you. Nice discussion.
From a reverend?
Yes, from a reverend.
That's nice. I like it.
Wemimo, relationship advice is always contradictory. You see different perspectives from women on a cheating wife. Okay.
They go support the wife. Most of them go support the wife.
Chris from Amuwo. All right, thank you. Shayi from K2 on WhatsApp says, Buchi Labalaba, I hail you. That man is a cheat from birth. From birth? Like, you exaggerate, guy. From birth? It is even possible the late wife died as a result of his escapades. Now he wants to do the same with the new lady. Well, again... Yeah, choose your battles wisely. Anonymous here says, if I tell you what I'm passing through in my marriage, you will pity me. Yes, I want my marriage to work, but right from onset, my wife has not been of help. I may not be perfect in my marriage or life, but God knows I'm trying. Because of financial state, I don't have a say, but I really do not want violence in my marriage. A slight thing, she begins to suspect me. I don't drink. I don't go out with friends. If there's traffic and I happen to be late, she frowns for days. I wish I have someone to voice out how it is. And I think you should get someone both of you respect, you know, a counselor, and talk about it, because this might just aggravate, it might just get worse. She possibly has trust issues, possibly based on experiences while she grew up, and this idea that every man is it must be a cheat, you know. So you possibly, you have a lot of work to do, and you can do it if you commit to. Let me take a final one. Well, Mimo, next time bring Sarafina with Buchi.
Never, I'm not coming. I'm never coming.
They think that would be a perfect combo.
Never. Like, I left here because of her. I'm not coming.
Someone here says she should not tell the husband if she is sorry for the mistake. Time will heal the wound. If she tells the husband that the husband is a loving type of man, it can lead to depression for the man or even death. Or she's saying wisdom is key, David. All right, we need to go now, Buchi. It was great doing this with you.
It's great being here. Anytime, any day. When I'm coming to talk about relationship, talk about politics, talk about sports, which is my forte, by the way.
Yeah.
It's always nice to be here.
Where can they find you, your fans, then?
I'm everywhere. We can't say the first one because it has been banned. But I'm on Instagram, Buchi_Labalaba. Buchi_Labalaba, right there. Also, okay. Something I'm still doing it.
I must go. I have just 5 seconds to go.
Okay.
You can find Buchi on radio at Zobi FM. I've helped you. That's it. Guys, I'll be back tomorrow morning at 9. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Have a great day. Oh,